And So This Is Christmas by Miss Grimwood. Christmas Day, 1979. Lily Potter is 19 years old, and she's hosting Christmas for the first time. Not with her family. Well, not with her biological family, that is. But the group of misfits currently in her living room can't be described as anything but her family. James, her darling husband, her first Christmas being able to call him that, and his group of friends, brothers, really, Remus, Sirius, and Peter. It's quite a masculine affair, but she doesn't mind. She loves those boys. She doesn't mind cooking for them. It's nice to have a bit of normality among everything that's going on lately. But she mustn't dwell on that. Christmas Day has been declared a war-free day. They'll worry about the future tomorrow, but today, there'll be no mention of it. It's James's suggestion, knowing she doesn't need the extra stress right now. She checks on the turkey. It's cooking nicely despite their lion. The vegetables, too. For a moment, the cabbage on the hob turns her stomach. She needs fresh air. She opens the back door, stands in the doorway, breathing in the fresh air. Out of the corner of her eye, she sees something moving in James's shed. Not another fucking badger, she thinks to herself. They can't seem to get rid of them. All the magic they have, and nothing keeps the badgers out of his shed. The critters would be fine if they didn't keep helping themselves to the dog food James insisted on buying as a joke present for Sirius. The thing moves again, and for fuck's sake, it's not a badger. What is she doing here? Today, of all days. Lily glances at the clock. There's still a good 20 minutes until she needs to deal with dinner again, and she obviously won't be leaving them alone until Lily's been out to see her. Shutting the door behind her, just in case, she wraps her cardigan around her body and treks across the garden to the shed. How did you unlock this? She half shouts, half whispers as she makes her way inside. Bellatrix doesn't deign to answer the question.
I've missed you, she tells her casually, as if they aren't in the middle of a war,
aren't on opposing sides.
It's been too long, she pouts.
That infamous Bellatrix Black. Lestrange now, she reminds herself, feeling bitter about it as if she's not a Potter now, too. Pout that gets her whatever she wants.
Yeah, well,
Lily shrugs. They're going to fuck. It's inevitable. There's no other reason Bellatrix would be here, on Christmas Day of all bloody days. She definitely shouldn't let it happen, but she will. Bellatrix presses her against the wall of the shed, finds her waist with calloused hands. Lily cringes, pulls them to her hips instead. They're safer there. Lips find her neck, and she feels the last iota of resistance she has slipping away. Lily melts under her touch, under the hands finding her arse and squeezing, the gentle nips to her neck, the mass of curly hair tickling her jawline. She whines,
"Get on with it!"
Bellatrix likes to think she's in charge, but Lily knows better. One impatient moan and her jeans are undone, cold hands slipping inside, making her jump a little. She feels Bellatrix smirk against her, as her fingers hook her comfortable cotton knickers to the side, gasps when the pads of Bellatrix's fingers find her clit, and press, gently at first, but she's so sensitive. She instinctively arches her back, needing to feel her closer.
Please, Bella.
The nickname feels wrong now with everything that's going on, but she can't help letting it slip. Bellatrix slips a finger inside her, and Lily wraps a leg around her waist, keeping their bodies close. Bellatrix's body is heaven, all delicate curves with well-defined muscles. Her husband is a lucky man, she thinks, but the thought of that man with Bella makes her seethe. She's a hypocrite. She's married, too. She grabs Bella's hair, yanking her head up to meet her lips in a searing kiss. Bellatrix is a biter, and she nips at Lily's bottom lip, her teeth like fangs. Lily hopes she doesn't leave marks. Her magic is wayward lately. She doesn't trust herself to cast a glamour. Bella curls her fingers inside her, eliciting a squeak of pleasure
and another tug of Bellatrix's curls, and for a moment she forgets she's in James's dingy little shed, forgets about everything that isn't Bella's fingers inside her, Bella's lips on her neck. It doesn't take much more from Bellatrix before she comes with a cry, bucking her hips against Bellatrix's hand, riding out her orgasm. She whimpers when Bella slips her hand from her trousers, and again when she brings soaked fingers to her mouth, sucking the taste of Lily from them, one by one, teasing. Bellatrix brings their lips together once more, so that Lily can taste herself. She kisses Bella lazily, enjoying their closeness until guilt washes over her. "We can't keep doing this," she says, breaking the comfortable silence. "Relax. They won't see us. They're watching the television," Bellatrix assures her. "No," she takes a deep breath. She's really doing it. "I'm pregnant." She flinches, waiting for Bellatrix's reaction. For a moment, she just stares, and Lily watches as her face betrays every emotion she's trying to keep in. Fury, disappointment, betrayal, and maybe even arousal, Lily thinks. She's only 6 weeks along, and Bellatrix is the only person other than James to know, and she doesn't know what she's supposed to say next. She doesn't need to say anything, though, because Bellatrix turns away and yanks the shed door open, and in a flash, she's gone. Lily Potter is 19 years old, and she thinks she's just been broken up with. She's not sure if she'll ever see Bellatrix again. She's not sure what that final look on her face had meant. So now, she'll return to her family, to her husband, and act like nothing is wrong. Because she's a wife now, and soon she'll be a mother. And she shouldn't even be on speaking terms with Bellatrix, never mind shagging her.